Police in Philadelphia say they finally identified a young victim in the city's most notorious cold case. Nearly 66 years ago, the body of a badly beaten boy was found stuffed inside a cardboard box. His naked remains were wrapped in a blanket, and police say he was malnourished. A photo of the child, believed to be between 4 and 6 years old, was put on a poster and plastered all over Philadelphia. Detectives pursued thousands of leads. Now, through detective work and DNA analysis, police say they've learned the name of the child, who for decades was known to Philadelphians as the boy in the box. And police say they'll publicly release the child's name today. I'm Donna Water.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,